A survey shows staff attitudes about leadership are down at Haynes School, and the Haynes Assembly debates its stance on the Juneau Access Road. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. A count of 30 more Haynes municipal election ballots did not change the results of last week's vote. The ballots were counted by the Haynes Borough Assembly acting as the canvas board. They included absentee, early voting, questioned, and special needs ballots the borough clerk deemed to meet voting requirements. The results show Heather Lundy and Tom Morfitt as the top vote-getters for two open assembly seats. Lundy received 501 votes, Morfitt garnered 436. The other four candidates each received a few more votes in their favor. Diana Lapham came in third with 370 votes. Ryan Cook received 305, Judy Erickson 241, and Leonard Dubber 150. There were zero write-in votes for assembly. In the uncontested school board election, there were 794 votes cast for Sarah Swinton and 789 for Lisa Schwartz. There were 30 write-in votes. The results are set to be certified at the next assembly meeting on October 27th. After certification, newly elected assembly members Lundy and Morfitt will take their seats. Ahead of Governor Bill Walker's visit to Haynes this week, borough assembly members appear divided on one of the major issues bound to come up, the Juneau Access Road. Although in the past the assembly has advocated for ferry reform over the road, the current assembly was divided on whether they should stick to that stance. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer started the conversation at Tuesday's meeting.
I just kind of wanted to make sure we were all on the same page with our position.
They weren't on the same page. Friedenauer pointed to six previous assembly resolutions that express preference for a sustainable ferry system rather than Juneau access.
Our position is what was in all these previous resolutions, which is we support a solid ferry system over a road project at this time, especially in light of the state budget.
But Assemblymembers George Campbell and Diana Lapham weren't fully on board with that stance. Campbell said he's been against the road for years, but people have to recognize the Alaska Marine Highway ferries are timing out.
We need to be considering that the ferry system, the assets, the infrastructure of the ferry system is going downhill very quickly.
Lapham said she wants to hear more from the community before declaring a position.
Haynes doesn't want the road. There again, broad statements. Does not truly reflect what Haynes wants. I know that there are a lot of people here that would like to see the road go through.
Both Lapham and Campbell are outgoing assembly members. This was their last full meeting. Campbell proposed the assembly approach Friday's meeting with Walker with no position on the road. His motion failed to get a second. Friedenauer responded.
I know we all hear from different people in the community, and I understand that. And I'm more than willing to listen on Friday. But the borough can absolutely, and this assembly should support records of decisions we've made, especially in the form of six resolutions over a dozen, decade or so. A letter we sent in 2014. The fact that we have just, I'm sorry, I'm babbling because I'm shocked.
Assemblyman Ron Jackson wondered why the assembly was spending this amount of time on the topic when it already has a position.
We have a position, and to say we don't have one is like hiding some things under the carpet and trying to hide from the public, and the governor.
Jackson was backed up by Assemblymember Mike Case. He said if the assembly was going to consider changing its stance, that should have been advertised to the public. We have to support the positions we've had in the past, Case said. The meeting with Governor Walker is scheduled for 11:30 a.m. Friday at the Chilkat Center. Conceptual design work on Haynes LUTAC dock will move forward in the next couple months. The borough asked for proposals that will address both refurbishment and replacement of the dock. On Tuesday, the Haynes Borough Assembly approved a $130,000 design contract with Anchorage-based R&M Engineering. R&M's bid was one of six proposals the borough received. A committee made up of Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan, Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer, Harbor Master Sean Bell, Planning Commissioner Donnie Turner, and Harbor Committee Member Fred Gray reviewed the proposals. They recommended R&M's proposal. At the assembly meeting Tuesday, most of the discussion centered on the fact that the contract was originally listed on the assembly's consent agenda. The consent agenda is approved at the beginning of the meeting without any dialogue, unless an assembly member asks to move it to the regular agenda. After that discussion, the assembly unanimously approved the agreement. In R&M's proposal, the company says it is ready to begin work this month. That work will include 3 public meetings to gather input and explain ideas. R&M proposes the first public meeting could take place as soon as November 2nd. From 2011 to 2016, Haines school staff attitudes about school leadership and involvement trended downward, according to the results of a statewide survey administered in Haines during the last school year. Administration attributes that to turnover and changes within the school in recent years. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
There was a lot of change.
Principal Renee Martin met with staff to talk about the survey results. Staff survey ratings decreased for respectful climate, staff attitudes, and school leadership.
I came on as dean of students for a year, and that's like, oh, I'm learning everything new, then as principal. But I had a different superintendent each one of those years. And so that trickles down. And as much as from this office, you try to protect that and keep your staff up and try to not let change affect everybody, it does affect everybody.
In the past 3 years, Haines School has had 3 different superintendents. At the start of the 2015 to 2016 school year, 10 new staff members started at the school. The School Climate and Connectedness Survey is a statewide poll developed by the American Institutes for Research in partnership with the Association of Alaska School Boards. It measures school climate, how connected students feel toward adults and peers, social and emotional learning, and observed risk behaviors. In Haines, 114 students in grades 6 through 12 and 24 staff participated in the survey. That includes 51 students and 9 staff from the middle school. At the high school, 63 students participated, along with 15 staff members. Martin says the survey results display some really positive things about the school environment. For instance, both students and staff gave high scores for school safety.
I think one of the really good things is that our students do feel safe in our school. They do feel like people care about them. And I think the staff felt that same way.
She says to her, that means there's buy-in. Students and staff genuinely care about the place they learn and work.
They want their school to be a great place. We want our school to be a great place. We want to come to work and love what we're doing every day. And I think that that's in place.
Since the last survey was administered in 2011, student ratings increased for parent and community involvement, as well as student involvement in the school. District-wide, students felt closer to the adults in the school. But not all of the trends are positive. Student attitudes are more negative overall for peer climate. Another potential statistic of concern is students' and staff perception of increased delinquent behaviors and drug and alcohol abuse. Martin says that result is concerning. She feels drug use needs to be a greater focus for the community.
We can educate kids here. We can give them all the tools that we have. But if it's not continuing on into their life outside of this protection of the school, that's scary.
In some areas, students and staff had disparate views. Respondents were asked how they see respectful relationships among and between students and staff. Overall, students responded with scores lower than that of staff. But since the last survey in 2011, student rates for this answer increased, while staff rates decreased. Martin attributes these discrepancies to a knowledge gap. Teachers are privy to information that students are not, and she calls it a double-edged sword.
So in one way, that's good, that the staff knows and sees these things, but the rest of the student body doesn't know it. On the other side, that's bad, because then the student body doesn't realize that there are repercussions for students who don't, you know, adhere to kind of our expectations at school.
In the staff meeting regarding survey results, they chose 5 areas to target for improvement: student involvement, respectful climate, risk behaviors, secondary parent involvement, and peer climate. Next, the student government will meet to review the results. From there, Martin says the goal is to develop a mini strategic plan to improve the school climate. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. And tune in tonight for a debate between Alaska U.S. Senate candidates. The Kodiak Fisheries Debate airs from 7 to 9 this evening on KHNS.